Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, posting your job in one place isn't enough to find those quality candidates. And if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. That's ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. One more time, it's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/PMT. Let's go.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Wednesday, October 12th, and the Cubs, the Chicago Cubs, are going back to the NLCS.
Let me do my version of that intro. Can I do mine?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
This is, I know it's a change of pace. Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Wednesday, October 12th, and even your bullshit is dead.
Yes, I'm high-fiving you. Okay, wow, we're off and running.
Let me tell you something about even your bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Oh, okay.
And I touched on it out there. There was no year zero, people. Mm-hmm. Here's a little sabermetrics for you. There was no year zero, therefore this is not an even year. That's why you lost.
Yes. What a game. What a game. What a game. It was, I mean, the Cubs were dead. I was doom and gloom.
In the fourth inning.
I was Danny doom and gloom. Everyone saw it. In the fourth inning, I was saying, Thursday night's going to suck because I'm going to be a ball of nerves. Hank is going to be in attendance with us. We're going to Chicago. I'm 1-11 all time with Hank in attendance with myself. One of the 11 losses, Undertaker losing in WrestleMania. So you
Pretty
know
incredible.
It's real. You know it's real. He never loses in WrestleMania unless Hank and I are there. But the Cubs, I said, you're going to get sick of this. Water always finds its level.
I love how that's your new like slogan.
But it works for this series because the Cubs were going to hit. You don't win 103 games. You're not the second best team in on-base percentage by just luck. It's a long season. The team is talented. They were going to hit. And on the flip side, the Giants blew a record amount of saves this year. Their bullpen was shaky all year. They were going to blow up at some point. Matt Moore was unbelievable. I can't believe if you're going to second guess the Giants, I'm not sure why they don't keep Matt Moore in. I know he had a ton of pitches, but he gave up two hits. No one could hit him. And then they go to five relievers in the ninth. The Cubs hit after hit after hit after hit after Jason Hayward almost bunting into a double play, which was phenomenal.
That was the most Jason Hayward thing of all time.
Ever.
And then it's never a bad idea to bring in a guy named Romo to close a game out. That's a good joke.
Yep.
I'm gonna write
the same level a lot, so I'm going to let you get with that one.
I'm going to write that blog tomorrow morning. Yeah. Romo blows it again.
Yes.
And it's going to be a picture of Tony Romo, and the whole blog's just going to be about baseball.
Yeah.
I'm actually not going to write
it. It was a great game. We're going to Chicago. We were going to Chicago on Thursday regardless. We're going to Chicago on Thursday. We'll be there for NLCS Game 1 and 2. Uncle Chaps will be with us. It's going to be a party.
Got some huge guests coming up this weekend, too.
Yes.
Not going to say who they are because there's always a chance that they won't be huge guests, but they're going to be huge guests.
We're not just going to party. We are going to party on Saturday, but for Thursday and Friday, we're going to do a lot of work, and we have some huge guests in the pipeline.
Let me know where you're at confidence-wise.
Okay. Good call. Good question. Great question. I'm like at a, for overall, World Series.
Yeah, World Series.
World Series championship. 85.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Out of 300?
85%.
85%?
Yep.
Wow. That's pretty confident.
I was saying it all day. Look, you know how I root. Before the game, I use my brain. I use reason. The Cubs are a great team. They're a great team for reasons that are tangible. They have great defense. They have great pitching. They have great hitting. They have a great bullpen. As soon as the game starts, obviously things flip on their head, and I just start going crazy in my brain.
You're also forgetting about curses.
Curses, yeah. And then, but honestly, the Giants were one of the scariest teams because of Madison Bumgarner. We'll see. The Dodgers and the Nationals, that's great that it's going five, because now they have to start with someone. We have a fully rested staff going into the weekend. And I, fuck, man. Maybe I'm crazy. But this team is so damn good. These aren't those Cubs. These are these Cubs. And I've been doing the power move today. This isn't 2015. It's 2016. Just pointing out to people what year it is mm-hmm. always a power move.
Absolutely. And let me just say, that was actually the best thing that you've said. These aren't those Cubs. These are these Cubs.
Yes.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Let's sell it. Probably sell a few of those. People go crazy after these wins. I love it. What else do we have? I don't even know. I blacked out.
You're just riding high off this. I think this is actually, we just need to turn into the skid and just kind of let you get everything that you've thought about the Cubs in the last 24 hours off your chest, because this is real, okay?
Yeah.
This is real radio.
Okay, yeah,
people.
So let's walk through it.
Let's get real with our audience.
So game three, everyone knows it went till 3 a.m. on the East Coast. I was always expecting the Cubs to lose game three, so...
That's such classic revisionist bullshit.
No, okay.
After Arias hit that home run, you had
correct. How they lost it was disheartening. But before the series started, I said, game four, it's going to be 2-1 Cubs if they can hold serve at home, because I just expected Mad Bum to do what he does. He didn't. So, yes, you're right. I got my hopes up. I was like, holy shit, the Cubs are going to sweep. So I went to sleep at like 4 in the morning staring at the ceiling like, God fucking damn it. Woke up, fought off all the Cubs haters on Twitter, had a big Twitter day in that, and then did the game, was confident going into the game, was a mess during the game. Confident outside the game. I'm ready to go back to Chicago, drink some beers, drink some Revolution, eat some wings, have a good time, be with the people. It's all good things.
I like it. It's going to be a fun weekend, and you know me, I'm not a Cubs guy, right?
Nope.
I'm a Reds guy, so we're rooting in within the division
here for you. Yeah,
keep
the division.
I want you to get to the World Series, because I love it when you're all keyed up on a little drug we call hope. It is the best big
See,
cat.
Okay, so this is why you're sick, because most people were like, we just want the Cubs to lose now.
No, you actually want
me to get as high as possible. You want me to go to the seventh game of the World Series and then falter.
I didn't say that. I'm not saying what I want to see happen in the end. I'm just saying, like, yes, I have said on the show numerous times that Suicidal Big Cat is a very entertaining.
People love him. People love him.
But I've never really gotten to see extreme hopeful Big Cat. And that's, to me, it's like, I can't decide which one I like better. I'm liking Manic Big Cat right now. Yeah. You're going 100 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
Everything's great. You're talking about stuff that happened 24 hours ago that is demonstrably untrue. But you've fixed it in your head.
In my head, it's true. In my brain. It all makes sense.
It's great fun to watch. And
Hank.
I want this to continue.
Hank, tell him about Party Big Cat after Wisconsin beat Kentucky in the Final Four.
This is what I'm going to say. Suicidal Big Cat, one of the funniest big cats that are out there. The funniest person I've ever seen. But this year is different, because I've seen all of your teams lose
many times. Yeah.
This one, the buildup is so big that if they lose, it's not even going to be funny, Suicidal Big Cat.
It's going to be like,
I don't want to talk to you. Right. I don't want to look at you.
It's going to be like, I'm not going to come to work for a week.
He might just walk into Lake Michigan.
Yeah. But, Hank, you've seen when Wisconsin beat Kentucky, I think I was out at the bar for like 36 hours straight. So
sleep is death.
Yes, I kept on walking around saying sleep is death. I can't go to sleep. I want to enjoy this forever.
We had access to the Final Four court in Big Cat and made our people like get us a water bottle of booze to go inside.
Yeah, because I was like, if I go 30 minutes without drinking, the party's going to end.
Yeah, and it's going to be a bad scene.
Yeah, it's gonna be
Suicidal
a bad scene.
Big Cat's going to be about 12 hours ahead of schedule.
Yeah. So Happy Big Cat's a fun guy too. You know, we'll see how it plays out. Do we have anything? I mean, this is really all of it. I mean, Kershaw was great today. He held the he gave up what it is. His bullpen kind of fucked him.
Yep. The Nats, their bats are just bad in the playoffs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess more of the same coming out of Washington.
Yep. So we'll
Washington
see.
Can't get it done.
Yeah.
Huh. Sounds like those clowns in Congress.
Huh.
Story of the last 8 years.
What is this?
It's turned political.
John Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do we have? Oh, we
that's
have.
It. That's all.
Yeah, that was it.
Just
was,
one political joke was, about the Washington Nationals. That's it.
Boom. What the Washington Nationals got filibustered. Their bats got filibustered.
You're absolutely right, Boom.
What? All right. What we have? What do we have? We have our power rankings.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday's power rankings.
So on Wednesday, we do some fun power. What are we doing today? Non-alcoholic drinks?
Non-alcoholic drinks.
The worst type of drinks.
Yes.
But sometimes you got to drink them.
Okay.
So there, that's a, quite a buildup. Hank, you want to go first?
Yeah, you go first. I got to think about this real quick.
All right, number one, non-alcoholic drinks. Chocolate milk. Shout out to the milk boys.
Yeah, you know me. I'm a big chocolate milk guy.
Saw Harbaugh. Yes. Saw Harbaugh at Ruth Chris. He had a big steak and a bigger glass of probably whole milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was about 20 ounces of steak and at least 26 ounces of just big, thick milk.
Yes.
Chase the steak with.
That's Harbaugh, boys.
Milk steak.
Yes.
Number two, V8 Splash.
Oh, Hank.
Okay. I'll give you that. Get your vegetables in.
I think you know a guy.
Delicious. Riptide Rush. Shout out to our previous Mount Rushmore.
Mm. Yeah.
That was my 1 through 4 Mount Rushmore of Gatorade flavors.
And it's a terrible flavor.
The white one is the best.
No, false. Blue. Cool okay. Blue.
Let's not get
cool
into this again.
Blue.
We'll never get out of this studio.
Water always flows downhill.
Yeah.
Or what'd you say?
Water always finds its level. How do you not know? I've said that like 700 times.
That was a great segue because number four is water.
Oh, he's told mine.
Solid.
Okay.
Okay. My power rank for number one. Arizona, the Great Buy green tea.
Oh, that's
the 99
a classic.
Cent, the big tall boy. Hank's looking at me like I'm an idiot. That is a great drink.
Mm. Gross.
Number two, root beer. I'm a big root beer guy.
You know what? Root beer gets slept on too much.
It does. And, you know, there's so many different varieties of root beer.
Root beer floats?
Root beer floats are good, yeah. I don't know. Would you consider a root beer float a beverage?
It's a variety of root beer, yeah. Just throw a little ice cream in it.
There you go. Number three, coffee.
Oh, you guys are taking everything.
And number four, I got Gatorade too.
Okay, what kind?
Cool Blue.
That's okay. Disgusting. That's disgusting. Not even the best blue flavor.
Yeah, that's not even the best blue flavor. What's the other blue flavor?
The Glacier Freeze.
Yeah, that one's the best blue flavor. Okay, I didn't prepare because I was kind of going off the Cubs high, but I know where I'm starting. Cherry Coke.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Can't believe that one wasn't taken.
You ever have a cherry vanilla Coke?
That's a little too crazy.
Did you ever have a cherry vanilla Coke Zero? I don't think those exist.
Buzzkill. Number two, because you took coffee and I drink. You know what? Number two, iced coffee.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. When are you guys going to switch to hot coffee?
I did this morning.
You made the official switch.
Brewed a pot of Joe.
Jesus Christ. That's scary.
It's fall.
Okay, yeah. People forget that. It is fall. Hank?
I feel it out. I'm going to walk outside. It's going to be cold.
I can't imagine.
Well, actually, I've been drinking. We have the Keurig in here, so I drink hot coffee all the time.
Are you walking around like with a coffee mug filled with hot coffee?
No.
Like you're in a newsroom somewhere?
No, I have two.
I can't imagine you holding a mug of coffee.
I have two styrofoam cups.
Hank,
double
the
cup.
Newsroom
double
guy?
Cup. Okay.
I like that visual.
He's got a pencil tucked behind one ear. God damn it, I need that reporting. You missed your deadline.
Number three, I'm going to go with sugar-free Red Bull. A little free advertising for the Red Bull people out there that kind of fuck us over all the time. Yeah, what they do.
Because
Red Bull's a company, they just give people free shit and pretend that that's like enough to advertise.
You're actually right about that. Like when I get a free product from somebody,
yeah.
Nothing makes me more angry than if I walk down the street and some Joe is getting the same
got. What Red Bull does is they send you a free product and then they send you an email after like, hey, can you tweet that out and put it on Instagram?
I'm not even talking about like any barstool perk. I'm talking about like if a Red Bull girl comes up to me in a bar and she's like, here's a Red Bull, hands it to me. If I see her in like a different bar or another Red Bull girl giving a Red Bull to somebody else, I'm like, well, now my Red Bull that I had earlier is worthless.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Good point. Number four, this one's a little... I don't know if this one's going to be relatable to you guys. When you're too drunk at the bar and you don't want to be the guy who stopped drinking, a water with a lime in it so everyone thinks you're still drinking.
That's such a sneaky move.
Basically a Sprite.
Yeah, kind of. But yeah, no, but
exactly a Sprite.
But don't drink that Sprite, Hank. A little sugars get you more hungover.
That's right. You guys ever mix in a soda water?
Yeah.
Soda waters are not bad.
People are like, ooh. Okay, he's still partying. It's like, actually, I've been drinking water for the last 3 hours.
Okay,
if you chug a full bottle of water before you go to sleep,
That's not true.
Hangover cure.
No, Hank.
That's something that you say in your early 20s, and then you find out.
Yeah,
not
when
true
you're
at
17
all.
Years old. Yeah, if I just chug water, I won't get hungover. And then you hit like late 20s, and you could honestly drink 17 gallons of water before you go to sleep, and you'll die.
I want to do a real quick impromptu power ranking of the number one worst non-alcoholic drink. It's tonic water.
Ooh.
Tonic water is straight garbage. If I see anybody drinking that in my presence, it makes me want to hurl.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's now hit Hot Seat Cool Throne. It is presented by a few things. New podcast coming out on the Barstool Network. That's Spittin' Chicklets. It's our new hockey podcast with Ryan Whitney, former NHL player and Rear Admiral, who is a great writer and really funny character. Make sure you check that out. I think that's debuting on Friday. We also have The Podfathers coming out. So check that out on iTunes if you're a dad who listens to this show. It's called The Podfathers. Chaps, Clem, KFC, they are all involved. It's going to be a great show. And Nate at Night. Check out Facebook Live for our Nate at Night. And we got some new shows on the Barstool Network. So that is our sponsor for Hot Seat Cool Throne today. Sorry for anyone who was looking for a 25% off of a sub place.
Keeping it in-house. And we did hear that there was a dude that went to the one in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
And asked for 25% off. So shout out to that guy for doing it. Sorry it didn't work out. I think there was a miscommunication.
Our bad. We'll get that cleared up for next week.
Yeah. So you go back. Actually, we talked to them already. So if you're the guy, we straightened it out. Go back next week.
Yep.
And say, hey, part of my take. I get the discount.
And yeah, they'll definitely hook you up. All right, let's do Hot Seat Cool Throne. Why don't you start, Hank?
All right, my hot seat, Riverboat Ron, Ron Rivera.
Oh, okay, you took mine.
Wow. Doubled up on the hot seat.
Am I a genius or what?
The river's on fire for Riverboat Ron. Mm. Was he in Cleveland? Okay, Hank.
You want to finish stealing Hank's hot seat?
No, that's
okay. All right, go ahead, Hank.
My cool throne is Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay.
Great. And you're good
back. Job. Okay. Great to have Hank back. That was our special segment. We're grabbing our
the
shirt.
Emoji.
All right. PFT.
Okay. I guess now my hot seat is going to be Jason Licht, the GM for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for drafting a kicker in the second round.
Yeah.
So kind of a tough move on his part.
Yep. Yep, he's also the guy who jumps in the pool after a win. That's always a weird thing. Mm-hmm. And here's a little tip to your GM.
Are you done
there.
Stealing my
yeah.
hot seat?
No, it's a tip to your
I hate
hot
it when
seat.
That happens.
Yeah, it's a tip. Yeah, Hank, I do too. It's a tip to the GMs out there. Don't have like some little thing you do on Twitter after wins, because then when you stop winning, everyone's like, oh, he hasn't jumped in a pool for a really long time.
Yeah, just if you're a GM, just don't really do anything out of the ordinary.
Just draft Andrew Luck and then hope no one notices for like 7 years.
Exactly. Get a job with Jim Irsay and just kind of hang out there. Or the Steelers.
Yeah.
Or work for the Steelers.
Steelers are a family business, much like the Bears. They don't fire people.
Continuity.
They just move them around. They shuffle them.
Yeah, so bad job by Jason Licht doing something out of the ordinary.
Okay.
And my cool throne is Barack Obama.
Ooh.
So he's not, now we know he's not going to get impeached for anything. There's some rumblings about that. So I think he's safe. And with this whole election nonsense that's been going on, I think people are actually kind of like, okay, Barack, we don't mind you hanging around for now.
Yeah. We like you.
Best thing that's ever happened to Barack is having
Hillary Clinton
and Donald Trump debate each other.
Right. My hot seat, this is actually kind of more, I'm going to pat the team on the back here. The entire team, because we talked about this probably 6 months ago. Hot seat, Indians logo. They're going to be in the ALCS, and that means the Indians logo is going to be on the hot seat again. Because it's, you know, people start talking. People start buzzing. If you stay bad, no one cares that your logo is offensive. You see what happened with the Redskins last year. They made the playoffs, and boom, people did talking.
Big Cat, you called it. Not to brag, but you called it.
Mm-hmm. We called it, I think.
We called it a while ago.
We called it.
But it's funny you bring it up right now, because word has just come across my desk at the bureau here.
Okay, break it.
That's a 60-minute clock.
What were you doing there, Hank? Hank, what was it? Give us a cow, Hank, for old time's sake. That's so good. That's our cow in our desk, our old timey reporter desk.
That's our breaking news cow.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
So breaking news, the Toronto Blue Jays radio announcer is not going to say the word Indians.
Yes.
Not going to say the I word. So you are absolutely right in calling that.
I love it. He also is not going to be drinking soda until about 30 minutes before the game. So tough all around.
So egg's going to be on his face.
Yeah. My cool throne. Ready for this one? Tony Romo's surgeon. Because Dak Prescott might have won that job. And if Tony Romo doesn't play, he doesn't get injured. And daddy doesn't get his money by fixing Tony Romo's back every 3 weeks.
So wouldn't he be on the hot seat? I don't understand. That's not a good thing for the surgeon.
Oh, yeah. I screwed that up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, let me do it again.
You got two hot seats. Co-hot seats.
Co-hot seats.
What do they call the toilets that 69 each other? The French bath or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool throne.
Hot. Okay.
No, I got no cool throne. Here we go. Hank, can you stop doing that?
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a thing we did.
Okay. why don't we do an ad before we get to Danny Woodhead's interview?
Yeah, I want to talk to you guys about gambling on sports. It's just the best. The MLB playoffs are here. I'm putting down some serious action on everything. I've lost a couple bets recently, but you know what? Doubling down tonight, going to make it right back. For those of us who love and live sports, this is a great time of year to gamble. Not only do you have baseball, but you've got college football, you've got NFL. Every single game is a lot more fun when you're throwing some coin down on it. Plus, you can bet on the president's race, too. Trump versus Clinton. It's giving us all the free comedy we can handle for the rest of the year. And when I gamble, I like to do it at BetDSI.com. I play there myself. They're A-plus rated on most sportsbook review sites. They've got great service. You get odds on pretty much everything. You get all the great sports we know and love, and you get the presidential election. You get reality TV shows. You get everything. Their site's quick. The mobile access works great on it. It's very easy to use. Playing there makes watching games a lot more intriguing, that's for sure. And the best part is we're going to give you guys a little bit of skin in the game. We're going to wet your beaks a little bit. If you go to BetDSI.com, okay, use a promo code TAKE10, T-A-K-E-10, capital T, alpha, kilo, echo, 10. You get $10 free to play on any sporting game or any sporting event, any world event that you want. That's promo code TAKE10, courtesy of Pardon My Take.
All right, let's do our interview now with San Diego Charger, for now, Danny Woodhead. All right, we now welcome on the show NFL player Danny Woodhead. This is a very special guest because I'm looking at my co-host, PFT, right now, and he's smiling ear to ear. It's a big moment.
Danny are old friends. Okay. This is old hat for us.
Let me introduce it. Look, you're already jumping on it because I know you're so giddy. Danny, first question. You know the saying, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Is the end of that saying your stalker's the closest? Because I don't know why you let PFT have your phone number.
No, I would not say this. My stalker. I'd say just buddies.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, end of interview. That's honestly, good. Yep.
Honestly, I was. I mean, I'm glad he was smiling. I was hoping he was tearing up more than anything, because that would mean he was touched.
Yeah,
touched. But
I'm keeping it together.
I'm glad. Okay. I'm glad to be on here. I appreciate it.
We love it.
All right. First question, Danny. How's the rehab going?
Rehab's going great. It really is. I mean, everyone that you would ask that probably had, you know, season-ending injury, you know, they'd probably say that. But it really is. It's going much quicker than I would have thought. And I'm excited about, you know, each day getting better. I really am. I'm excited about what the future holds.
Were you not able to get the surgery done by Dr. James Andrews because of Obamacare?
I don't think that ever was a thought. I just, you know, I got the surgery done, and I'm happy with it. It's going good, man. The rehab is good, but I love the thought process that you went through.
Have you been watching your Chargers, and have you been thinking, wow, we could be like 4-1 or 5-0 with me out there on the field?
You know, I can't say I really think about me being out there, probably because of the fact that if I was out there, I would probably run, I don't know, anywhere from a 20.540 to a 21. just because of the movement skills I have right now. But you know, we've definitely had some tough ones, and you know, what better way to get going than Thursday night?
Yeah, so we actually had Jay Glazer on the show on Monday, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked to him. He has like a whole rehab facility up in L.A. He said, you're welcome to use it. He's got like a laser thing. They shoot like a laser into your knee, and then that heals everything. I think that's basically what he said,
lasers, right?
Yeah,
lasers, yeah.
So if you – I know you're big –
if I went up there.
What's that?
If I went up there and shot it with a laser, I'd be healthy within the next week or two, right?
Yep. Yeah, I know you're a big cryotherapy guy. I've seen you in those cold tanks. By the
right.
way, how cold does that get?
You know what? I don't know. It's negative 100 and something, and it's cold. It's definitely really cold.
What's the shrinkage situation on those?
You know, you don't go in there naked.
Okay.
So
yeah. Okay.
So, it's probably for everybody else in the room as much as you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So it's not so bad. You can survive. You can definitely survive through it.
And not to get creepy, but did you get a patellar graft, or did you just have did they take it from somewhere else?
Hey man, if you want to keep playing, you know, you got to do the patella.
What's the patella? Dead guy?
No. That's part of your knee.
Oh.
You have to. Man, I'm not done. Come
okay.
on, guys.
Okay.
And that's the best way. I'm continuing playing, and I'm excited about next year.
So the injury came at kind of a weird time as far as your contract goes. What are you looking to do this off season?
Honestly, I'm looking to, you know, I haven't looked that far ahead, but I'm looking to make sure I get 100%, you know, the best shape I've ever been in. That's really my focus, and get as fast as I've ever been and quick as I've ever been.
Breaking news.
The rest of the process will play out. I don't concern myself with that too much. Yeah. It's going to play out how it's supposed to play out.
I'm going to file my column right now. Breaking news. Danny Woodhead in the best shape of his life in camp.
Yep.
Boom. Done. Hey, everyone has to source me.
Come on. I'm hoping it's before that. But
did the Chargers ever like reach out to you and say, hey, our bad for delaying on the contract. Here's, you know, a couple million bucks just to say we're sorry.
Mm.
Wet the beak.
I don't know if that's how contract talks.
They don't do that? The Spanish don't do that?
We'll see. Like I said, man, the process will play out how it's supposed to. I'm not concerned, but I love it here in San Diego. But you know, God's got a plan, man, and however it plays out, I'm gonna, you know, just follow that plan.
What do you now in San Diego? Do you live on the beach?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a nice little neighborhood. Just. Standard living like everyone else.
Don't say anymore because BFD's listening, so I don't want him to know where you live. Have you ever met...
I won't give location.
Yeah, yeah. Location. Just somewhere generally. Have you ever met Boltman?
I have not met Boltman.
Oh, man. You got to meet Boltman. He's something else.
Is he legit?
I actually don't know. I have never met Boltman.
My favorite thing about Boltman was just like when he was appearing before the town council. In the full Boltman uniform with the mask on and speaking into the microphone, that was like a top five NFL moment for me.
So I mean, just seeing that's sort of legit.
Yeah, he's legit. He's on the record as far as like local government goes.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I've always wondered this: when you're playing, like after you, let's say you make like a third down conversion, do you ever think to yourself, "Man, I bet Phil Sims just said something dumb as hell about what I just did"?
No, I am not. I that's never been a concern of mine. And when you get a third down or a touchdown or whatever it is, none of those things are planned, man. You just kind of go with it and get excited and have some little celebration, man.
Love it. All right, you are famously from Nebraska. What was it like to play for the Cornhuskers?
Big Cat, that's
not... Never played for the Cornhuskers.
But you're from Nebraska, and you're playing the NFL.
I know.
Did you not get recruited or something?
No, not recruited. Oh. They I guess I can't say I was ever off.
I'd like to apologize for
this is one of those
unprofessionalism by my co-host.
This is one of those interviews that I actually wish we were taping, like with a video camera, because I asked you that question just to see PFT's face, and it like was legit anger. He looked like he wanted to punch me in the face from across the table.
Yeah. So I'll follow this up with a real question about your college career. When you did your pro day, they actually let you do your pro day at Nebraska, even though
So you kind of played for the Cornhuskers.
So was it kind of sweet to show up and be like, hey, you could have had this? You know, like a girl showing up to like this her ex's place in a short skirt?
You know, I would I'm going to have to be honest, and I'd have to say yeah. Going there and doing relatively well in all the tests. I wasn't like, you know, showing them. I was showing the scouts, but it definitely felt good to run my 40 and do my vertical and all that stuff there, just to show that, you know, I do have some athletic ability.
One more question about Nebraska. Have you ever seen the movie Nebraska?
I have not.
Oh, should. It's pretty.
I know. Is that
it's black and white.
Long since.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that. It must be, you know, it's probably something I should have done.
Yeah.
Especially if I would have known it was going to be brought up in this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I don't look like a true Nebraskan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I saw it.
That's tough.
Yeah. It's mostly about Nebraska. So.
Well, you know what? I think Nebraska people, you know, they're going to be so loving and kind to accept me back, even though I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be all right. So,
when they get this interview in like 5 to 6 years, whenever the iPhone.
Yeah, right. Whenever.
Gets to Nebraska.
Because everything's delayed.
Yeah, exactly.
So we actually have a lot in common. You're also a blogger. Not many people realize that, but you were just featured in the Players Tribune. You wrote a letter to your younger self. I was curious, what's Derek Jeter like as an editor?
You know what? I can't say I personally had conversations with him, but it's pretty cool that the Players Tribune decided to think of me as someone that could do that. I'm happy with that.
Did they pay you on time?
No, man. That was just hopefully
they're like the BuzzFeed.
Hopefully that little the article or the letter to myself, hopefully that in the long run impacted someone and maybe just gave people a little bit different look into my life too.
There you go. It's like the BuzzFeed. They might not pay for it immediately, but it's good for your visibility. So in the long term, maybe there will be bigger and better writing gigs that come down the pipeline for you.
And maybe, you know, you never know. That was never the thought. It was more so just to let people, kind of see who I am and kind of see my story in a little bit different way.
Okay, I like that. bloggers got to stick together. Here's something that's going to blow your mind. You ready for this?
I'm sort of ready.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Okay. My birthday, January 30th, 1985. PFT's birthday, January 31st, 1985. Danny Woodhead's birthday, January 25th, 1985. Are all the greatest people in this world born in the last week of January? In 1985?
I would say in 1985, of course.
That was the original Grit Week.
Yeah. Isn't that unbelievable? Kind of cool, right?
It's the hard workers, you know?
I love it.
From the 25th to the 31st. I would definitely agree with that. We're kind of somewhat brothers, all three of us.
Yeah. I should also say this is assuming your birth certificate is correct, because Nebraska's like, you know, Latin America, where we don't know. Like, you could be born in 1984. We have no idea.
Danny Almonte Woodhead situation.
Yeah, right. We want to formally invite you, though, birthday week. We're going to have birthday week. We're basically just going to – I think it's just going to be getting drunk and podcasting for a whole week.
That's
so it's not much different than what we usually do.
It's classic birthday week.
But you're invited to birthday week this year.
Awesome. Hey, I appreciate that. That's – I mean, it's it's pretty legendary when you get invited to that, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're actually the only other person that we've invited, yeah. So it's just going to be the three of us.
Hey, yeah. I'll take it then. That's awesome.
You alluded to that being a very hardworking week, which I agree with. Along the same lines, would you say that you're more of a first in or a last out type of guy?
I definitely say I'm one of the first in. Okay. During rehab, there's different times because of obviously other guys that are playing right now. They get a different time, so I am a little later than I went during rehab as being on IR. But usually, during the season, I get into work about 4:55. So I mean, I'd say one of the first for sure. Yeah, first in probably.
You also during rehab because you had some time on your hands. This tweet that we got to talk about, this Diet Oreos tweet. What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, obviously, just, you know, Road to Recovery over here has this Oreos is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some double stuff. And I was just being real with myself more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And double stuff are legitimate, just regular Oreos, and old school Oreos are definitely diet Oreos, and then these diet or you know, these thin Oreos that people are trying to say are already diet. No, those just aren't real.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I'm with you.
You understand that those are like no one knows why they made them.
Isn't it illegal to smoke weed in the NFL?
Yeah.
This is like one keeping it real. Because you're just sitting there staring at Oreos like, damn.
What, a man can't have opinions on cookies unless he's high?
Okay, no, it's fine. You know what? I love Oreos, so too.
Back off, dude.
People thought I was on pain meds. Yeah. And I wasn't even on pain meds.
You were just getting real.
Pain control.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just sit around and you got to be honest with yourself and others.
Jesus,
and that's what I was doing.
Meds. Yeah, and also... Yeah. So
my pain meds are maybe ibuprofen, man.
There you go. Keeping it straight. I love it. I think it's one of those situations where how Subway subs, they call them footlongs, but they're really only like 10 and a half inches now. I think the double stuff Oreos over the years, they put less and less stuffing in them. That's how they save big time on their cream filling budget, and that's how they get you in the pocketbook.
And that's why they make money, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, Subway subs are only 10 and a half inches?
Yeah.
Oh, so Jared's only getting 10.5 inches?
Yes.
Okay.
If you think about it, it's kind of messed up. You should ask for, you know, an extra inch and a half.
Yeah,
right. And also with the Oreos.
From now on, when I go to Subway, I will ask.
Yes.
Because that only makes sense. Or I'll take a ruler.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like this. This is rehabbing with Danny. You got a lot of time on your hands. Let's get to the bottom of the Oreo issue and the Subway sandwich inch issue.
Well, it's tough to find out now that if you order a footlong, you really weren't getting a footlong. That's a tough one to swallow.
I'm sorry, I broke your heart on that one. But yeah, check
it
out.
It's actually easier
time.
To swallow because it's less inches. But
that's very true.
Well, fair.
All right, we have a rapid fire questions for you. You ready for them?
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it.
First one. Can you dunk a basketball?
No.
Never?
Oh, I thought you said right now.
No.
I'm saying even before the injury right now. When I was younger, I could, but it was only a one, like a 28.5.
Okay. That's being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who would be a better slot receiver, Dele or LeBron James?
Dele.
Yep.
Love it.
LeBron James
right.
is my favorite.
Great.
He's my favorite basketball player ish.
Did Dele ever send you a pair of those shoes?
No, and that's. I mean, it was a little hurtful, but you know, he has fans that he wasn't able to see. You know,
yeah.
And so many fans are always asking for something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know how that goes, man. Yeah.
How long would it take you for you to catch up to the amount of kids Philip Rivers has?
I lost you on that. What'd you say?
How long would it take you to catch up to the amount of kids that Philip Rivers has?
You know, we're good right now with three.
Okay.
we're good right now with three.
Okay. You got a lot of time on your hands now that you're rehabbing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know, but you know, my youngest isn't even one yet, so we'll wait.
Got it.
Popeyes or KFC?
Popeyes.
All right, that's the right answer.
Okay. The best quarterback you've ever played with?
I knew you were going to ask that question. They're both great.
Mark Sanchez and Philip Rivers.
Oh yeah. Philip Rivers is, I would say, one of the. I mean, it's tough. I think he's one of the more underrated players with what he can do. He's pretty.
He played with a torn ACL.
Yeah, well, we were debating this question, asking this question, because obviously the lead-in is hopefully you say Tom Brady, and then we say, oh, so that's a knock on Philip Rivers. But we decided the reason why you could ask is because the only guy you can probably answer and say, like, not offend your current quarterback is Tom Brady.
Oh, and no, as far as Tom Brady's one of the best to ever play, but I'm just saying Philip Rivers he's pretty unbelievable, and I think he's very, very underrated. They're both unbelievable quarterbacks.
I agree.
Next question. You've never been called for a penalty in your entire career. How are you so good at getting away with cheating? Was that your time your time in New England taught you that?
You know, it's funny because someone asked me about that, saying, you know, you've never had a penalty. I didn't even know that. You know, because I don't focus on that. I just try to do things right.
Ooh, do it the right way. I like that. My last one, PFT's got one more. How much do you bench?
I have no idea. I haven't maxed out in I don't know how long.
Take a guess, if you could, if you had to max out.
I don't know weight-wise as far as low reps. When just a couple years ago, the year before, I probably did 225 21 times towards the end of a workout. But I've never done it fresh, so I don't know.
Okay.
I really couldn't tell you.
How much you squat?
Don't know that either. I haven't tested like real heavy. As I've gotten more experienced, I feel like I haven't went as heavy, and I've more so focused on just explosiveness.
All right, last rapid fire question. Who are you going to play for next year?
Hey, we're in October right now. We still have this season. Even though I'm not playing, I'm still a part of the Chargers, trying to help out any way I can. And we love it here. And then, you know, as far as everything else, we'll play out how it's supposed to play out.
I thought the lightning round had you hypnotized so that you would just answer that one.
Yeah, you did. Hey, when things happen down the road, they'll all play out how they're supposed to. So I just don't put any concern in things in the future that far ahead. I'm more concerned about tomorrow and my rehab.
Bonus lightning round question. What's your favorite stadium to play in the NFL, not counting San Diego?
Atmosphere. That's tough. There's a few really, really good places as far as when you're the road team, some of the loudest places are Kansas City and Seattle. Those are pretty nuts. Indy was
pretty, loud in Seattle?
Pretty crazy. Yeah, somewhat. And then Indy, that was with the Jets, I want to say my second year, and we played the AFC Championship there. That got pretty nuts too. So there's a lot of great stadiums, a lot of fun places to play.
Okay, so fun places to play for Danny Woodhead: Seattle, Kansas City, and Indianapolis.
So he's considering the Seahawks.
Okay, all right, yeah, just floating that out
you
there.
You know, as far you guys, you're looking for any way to.
Yeah, we're journalists.
This is how we dig. It's how you play the game, Dan.
Yeah, you gotta play the game.
Sometimes, if your interview subject is not being cooperative, delivering you hot scoops, you have to make them up on your own.
Pay to play league, my friend.
God.
All right, these are the last three questions. We ask everyone the same three final questions, and then we're going to let you go. You've been so gracious with your time. Question number one, do you wash your apples?
Yes, I actually do. Is that okay?
That's the most heartbreaking thing I've ever heard.
I do.
Why?
I have to.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I think it's just a habit from when I was younger.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, well, it's 'cause you grow up in Nebraska. And who knows where those apples are coming from?
Yeah, it takes a long time.
It takes a long time to get there by plane.
Yeah.
Okay, what did do you, now? Like when your kids ask for an apple, do you wash their apples?
Yeah, I do, but I think it's just out of habit. And the thing is, I don't
perpetuating eat apples the cycle,
dude. To be completely honest,
okay,
I'm not a big fan of apples.
Yep,
unless I eat it with peanut butter, and then it's kind of legit.
That's a good call.
Peanut butter? You sure you're not on the wacky tobacco? You're a peanut butter guy.
Yeah, peanut butter and apples.
Guy?
Yeah. Put them together. Put them all in a blender.
It's a smoothie.
Second last question. Who is the most famous person in your cell phone?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I really don't know who the most famous person would be. Probably guys like Philip Rivers, I'm guessing.
Ooh.
He's somewhat famous in the football world.
Want to call him?
Do you want to give him a call?
I don't know if that would work out right now.
Are you on your phone right now?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, just so you know, while you were answering that, PFT was just looking there with the puppy dog eyes, hoping you would say him.
I was, you know, maybe there's a podcaster out there or a blogger, someone that you know
I thought you were talking most famous football player. That's why.
Okay. Well, yeah, see? PFT played football, too. So.
Danny, I don't know if you know this, but I played a bit back in my day, too. So yeah. Me and you are pretty similar.
Very similar.
All right, final question. Question I'm going to ask. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. What was it like catching those underinflated balls in New England?
Oh, man, I've been asked this one so many times. And, you know, I guess I don't know a difference than the what was supposedly normal inflated. Must have been a one-time deal because when I was there, I never experienced it.
I like that. So here's what I get from that answer. Danny is still just doing his job, still doing the Patriot way, open to returning to New England next year, which is great news for me because I don't know if you know this, but I've put it out there that I'm not going to cut my hair until you win a Super Bowl, and I think that would be a great place if that's where you want to go next year. I would be just letting you know I'm supportive of that. Also, any other injuries – I don't know if we're a match, but if you need another patella, you know, I'm not using my leg for anything these days anyway, so it's there if you want.
That right there is a true friend, true supporter, if you really think about it.
And
if you think about it, it is.
Yeah. And birthday week.
Birthday
bros.
For sure.
Danny, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We hopefully have you back on. Hopefully be out in San Diego or Kansas City when you're on the Chiefs next year. And we'll do it again, do it in person. So this is a lot of fun.
Or when I'm still with the Chargers. Who knows?
Oh!
I mean, come on, man. I'm a Charger right now.
Yeah. Charger.
And then we'll see how it plays out later on down the road.
There you go. If you need any help moving up to LA next year, if the Chargers move up there, let me know. I'll rent a truck for us. I'll pack up your stuff. I'm that friend that you can call who happens to be in town and will help you move.
You're going too hard here.
I know.
It's too heavy. All right, Danny, thank you so much.
All I know is you're reliable, and that's all that matters.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And we'll see you birthday week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, man. All right, that interview with Danny was brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a big contest for you guys this week. Week 6 coming up. Over $1 million in prizes. If you screwed up your season-long fantasy, maybe someone hurt themselves, maybe they pulled a hamstring, maybe you got Keenan Allen from the San Diego Chargers. Guess what? You can play DraftKings.com. Get into one of these big contests and win some serious cash. DraftKings.com. Don't wait. Start your new season right now at DraftKings.com. Use code BIGCAT, BIGCAT, and play for free with your first deposit. That's code BIGCAT, BIGCAT, to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Get there right now. DraftKings.com. Get that cash. Play this game. Week 6. It's going to be huge. Use that promo code BigCatDraftKings.com. All right. Let's do some segments. First of all, I'm happy that that Danny Woodhead interview went well. There's a few questions that we left
on the drawing board that I didn't want to ask. Out of respect to you.
I thank you for not asking. But you actually ended up asking most of those anyways.
Yeah, I did. I think the only one I didn't ask was, what's it like being injured all the time?
Yeah, you didn't. Thank you for not doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We also didn't ask him if he was hurt or injured. So jury's still out on that one.
Yeah. Oh, you want to just, you know what? What a segue. Hurt or injured? Tommy Lasorda. First segment.
So what's going on with him? So I haven't heard about this.
Tommy got taken to, he is hospitalized with back and shoulder issues and had to miss the playoff game at Dodger Stadium.
Why would you need to be hospitalized for like a shoulder?
I do not know. Maybe they were thinking the bullpen's a little sketchy. So I don't know. Like what's going on with Tommy?
I don't know.
Once you hit a certain age, any issue you have, like, you just got to go to the
hospital. That's true.
If you wake up in pain,
it's death. It's death. Yeah. It's like death creeping. Death is coming on by your shoulder instead of like your heart. That's the thing with death. You always forget, like, it's a sneaky bastard. So, like, stub your toe when you're Tommy Lasorda, boom, dead.
Heart attack because of the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I would say hurt, just because I have a whole lot of faith in our communication that we've had with death.
Mm-hmm.
We had an understanding that death would stay away from Tommy.
Yep.
How long do you think that truce lasts for? Because obviously we did not give... Did we give Tommy
the gift
of eternal life?
No, he got through his birthday, which I think was a big milestone. I think if I had to guess, it would be 2016. I think once 2017 comes through, we're going to have to go see death and see if we can get another, maybe a one-year contract with an option for a second with Tommy.
We can't baby you, right?
No.
Okay?
Right.
At some point, you're going to have to talk to death yourself and do your own negotiation.
Tommy.
We can put you in a good position for it, which
we only put in a good word. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a good word for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can give you death's number.
Yeah.
We can make that happen. We'll set up the meeting. We'll facilitate it. But I would say hurt for now, just because I have confidence in what we've done.
Okay. But do watch out. Hank is actually very, very right. That death sneaks up.
Also,
in all kinds of, I mean, you just get a little bit of injury when you're old, or like, you know, a big time pedophile ring gets exposed at your campus, and then boom, you die.
Yep. Hypothetically, do you think that Tommy would be okay with dying if it gave the Dodgers extra motivation to win and they won this World Series? I don't want.
He does bleed Dodger blue.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
literally does. He said that.
I hope that he doesn't.
But
if it happened, I think he'd be okay with it. You know, it would be the worst if they lost and then he died after.
Yes.
You don't want that to happen.
Then they killed.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the back of your mind, Clayton Kershaw's like, I don't have the clutch gene, and my lack of clutch gene killed Tommy Lasorda.
What if Clayton Kershaw blows a game and Tommy Lasorda and then Vin Scully both die?
That would be...
He has to put himself in jail?
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just kind of go riding off into the woods.
Wow.
And just build a cabin and live there for the rest of your life.
Wow. Thoughts and prayers. We have a thoughts and prayers to atheists.
Thoughts and prayers to atheists, because Tim Tebow saved a man's life again.
He's done it again, folks. Here is the tweet that I saw. Tebow signing autographs. Fan has what looks like a seizure. Not moving. Tebow puts hand on him and says a prayer. Man breathes. Wow.
That's incredible.
I mean...
And then she said, it was a miracle. I have footage of the miracle. I'm going back to the TV station to upload it as we speak.
Oh, so it's like a thoughts and prayers slash a stay woke? She's going she's going to edit it?
Are you suggesting that Tim Tebow did not personally save this person's life through magic?
I'm on record. I think I actually coined the phrase. I do not believe in God, but I believe in Tim Tebow. And this is the second time he's done it. He did it on that flight, right? They said a prayer and the flight didn't crash or something.
There was one person who had a seizure.
Yeah.
You know what?
This
was another seizure. Huh.
Huh. Maybe Tim's got like some metal in him or something.
He's like, he's either causing the seizure.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a Japanese cartoon in real life.
Yep.
He's basically a human Pokemon when you, like, just put, if you look at Tim, he's got the spiky hair.
Yeah.
He's built like a weird robot with strange angles all over his body. He's way too strong. He is a Pokemon, and he's giving people seizures. Whoa.
Whoa. He's like, what's his name in Better Call Saul? The brother.
Oh, the brother that's just afraid of things.
Yeah, afraid of metal and gets like seizures whenever like metal gets close.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, did we come up with this theory together, or was this a theory I came up with myself, that Marlon's man is that guy?
No.
At his law office?
I don't think you've ever said
Marlon's man, I'm pretty sure Marlon's man like hit his head really hard 10 years ago. And he's like a partner at his law office.
And so they tell him that he's still working there because he's every morning he's like, I'm working. But really, he's just like shuffling around papers.
I think that everybody out there has had that thought that yeah. like, there's some reason why the entire rest of his office is totally cool with him
right.
never being in right. the office.
But that's yes. wouldn't that make sense? Like he's Chuck from Better Call Saul. He had an accident. His brain is like forever changed. But there's legal documents that they can't get him out of the partnership. Mm-hmm. And so now they're stuck with Marlins, man. And they're just like, go do this. And then, hey, Marlins, man, can you get up at 5 o'clock for a conference call? And maybe they just put him like on elevator hold music for like an hour. And that was his work of the day.
Yeah. So jumping back to Tebow from all this, he's causing the seizures and he's treating them, which is, I mean, that's a good position for business.
Yep.
If you can create a problem and then also fix it.
Yep.
So he's doing a great job with that. I actually think, I'm just going to say it. If he's not a Pokemon, I think he's Christ.
I mean, we've all had that thought.
I'm going to be the first to put my flag in the ground and say, okay. like, I believe that Tim Tebow is Christ.
Can you look it up? When's his 33rd birthday?
He puts the us back.
Hank, when's
in
his
Jesus?
33rd birthday? Let's get some eyes on this. He's how old?
Also, he's a little
August
bit,
14th in 4 years.
Okay,
so we got right. four more
so
years.
We got four
of
more
Jesus.
Years. Yep, that's and good. Then the world's gonna apocalypse.
Yep.
So don't worry about going on the diet. No, don't worry about paying your bookie. Apocalypse.
You don't know how Jesus works at all.
Okay.
You're such an idiot about Christ. Here's what happens.
Oh, tell me, genius.
The
who
last
knows about
the last
stuff.
Jesus died at 33. That doesn't mean that every other iteration of Jesus
yes,
dies
does.
At the
yeah,
same age in the same way.
Why not?
Because this every time that Jesus shows up, he's better than his old Jesus.
When was
so he's 66?
He makes his old Jesus look like a chump. Jesus 2 never hit a dinger.
Mm. Good facts only. Mm-hmm. That's a facts only right in everyone's face on a Wednesday. We also have a quick thoughts and prayers. Mike the Tiger's passed away.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to get Stingray to give us a eulogy on Friday. Make sure you tune in for that.
Spin zone, though, for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
At least he passed away before Coach O tried to wrestle him
yeah.
to motivate the troops.
Yeah.
So probably didn't want to stay around for that.
Or he passed away before Coach O didn't get the permanent job and was devastated. You don't want to have the Tigers see that because that's coming.
I think Coach O is going to get the job.
Yeah, I think
that's what we always say with Coach O.
That's also
that's
true.
What Coach O is saying in his brain right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting the job, boys. Moving on, humans versus the sun. What do you got for that one?
Got two humans versus the sun. Number one, Tom Brady.
Ooh, what happened with him?
Tom says that he is not going to sunbathe nude anymore. So he got caught on camera. So
sad.
This is a big problem.
So
sad.
Tom Brady loses.
What about his son?
But he loses to the son.
What about his son?
Oh, his son. His
I heard
son.
That's also an issue.
Has beaten the son.
No. Yeah, his son should not also
be sunbathing
in the nude.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about with that.
Yeah, I don't either. I was just saying, just keep it in the
hypothetically,
family.
His son shouldn't sunbathe nude
yeah,
either.
Do as I say, not as I do. Kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tom Brady took an L. So he's 1-1
Did
on the
year.
Did
he actually come out and say this?
Yeah. He said, I'm not going to sunbathe nude anymore because you guys all took pictures of me.
Okay.
Looks sad. Like he's got something to hide.
Yeah.
Hey, fun. Hey, Tom. Oh, you don't like it when people take pictures of you and videotape you without your knowing about it and then use it for their own advantage? Huh.
Hey, Tom. That pass you threw to Chris Hogan, that was like 40 yards. It restored my faith in humanity. So thanks.
Oh,
okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
And then the second humans versus sun, the Kings, they discovered a problem at their new location, the Golden Center.
I saw this.
The problem is the sun is coming through the window and it's blinding them during pregame warmups.
Like right where the corner three is.
Right. So the stadium was designed by Jared Goff, who didn't know where the sun would be in the afternoon. I wrote down a funny joke. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
Probably the only road victory the Suns are going to have this year.
That's damn good.
That's a really good joke.
Mm-hmm. But the Suns, I don't think they're going to be good this year.
No, the Suns are going to suck this year. Like, we're going to have to continually
update
this.
That's one of those jokes,
this.
Like, do you know if the Suns are going to be bad?
No, they're going to be bad.
Okay. All right, good. Then that joke is great.
The fact that, was it the guys in Charlotte? Was it Spencer Hawes?
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Kaminsky, that they could only name one player on the Suns.
That
is what told me that the Suns might not be very good.
So we're going to update that. Will the Suns, who's going to win more games on the road? The Sun or the Suns?
Yep.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be the Sun.
Sun. Okay.
Also, if the Kings, here's a quick thought.
Yeah.
If the Kings want to win, maybe they should bring Tim Donaghy in to install some windows there.
Non-recurring guest, because he flaked on us and was very weird and strange, Tim Donaghy.
That's right. The original moving screen
Fun fact.
Is
Fun
a
fact.
Window.
Ooh. Okay.
And Tim's got some history in dealing with the Kings, making up some moving screens. Mm. So there you go.
Mm. He's a tout now. Get his gambling picks.
You think?
Yeah, he's really. I'm sure he's killing it. All right, we finally have, you know what? We're going to just kind of bundle these all together because it's going to get weird. We have a Stay Woke and an Explain It to Hank. You want to start with the Explain It to Hank? You're nervous about this.
I'm not nervous. I just didn't know that this might be something you guys can explain to because I didn't know if it was a problem that anyone else had.
Okay.
Here it is. My sweatshirts, like the strings, no matter how many times I even them out,
okay.
My left, one of them always becomes uneven.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't know why.
Yep. I think it's in the wash. Well, no, it's not in the wash.
Yeah, no.
No, it's definitely
never
not.
Mind. No. Scratch that theory. Okay. Shit.
Jeez, I don't know, Hank.
Now I don't know.
I think Hank has a ghost.
Yeah, Hank.
Do you have
that's,
a ghost
yeah.
that just hangs
Fuck.
Out in your shirt?
Wow. Explain to Hank has finally been stumped.
That's what I was saying. I asked Brett, and he was like, yeah, that happens to me too, so I figured.
So we need someone out there to explain it to us.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
Hank, did you ever get checked for scoliosis?
Yes.
Oh, you leaned
to
one side?
Do you have scoliosis?
I don't know. I was like little.
You look like a scoliosis guy.
I mean, it's possible.
I don't know what that means, but that's mean.
I don't either, but I mean.
Is he kind of like
if somebody said
skinny?
Hank has scoliosis.
Actually, no, that's not mean. Skinny people have scoliosis.
It's mean. It might not be false, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think skinny people have scoliosis. Fat people just die from diabetes.
Hank, I have really terrible posture, too, so there's a good chance I have it.
Well, you're a blogger, and bloggers by nature have bad posture.
So you're saying that me having weird posture is...
It could be. You're tilted. String. You're top-heavy or side-heavy.
Side-heavy, so side gravity heavy. Pulls down harder on one string than it does the other.
Try leaning the other way,
Ooh,
whichever way you don't usually lean.
Here's what you do. Break your foot and then go around on crutches only using the other foot.
Yeah, and your foot will get stronger.
Yeah, the foot will get stronger, and the string will hang down further on that side.
Yeah. Okay, that explains it to Hank has me stumped. Someone's got to explain it to us. You have a Stay Woke.
I do. And it's Ken Bone.
You feel a little scared about it because this one, I feel like we could get some like FBI stuff down on us.
What, for Ken Bone?
Yeah.
Why do you think FBI?
Because I think they want Ken Bone to just be a plant. I'm with you on this.
I think that Ken Bone is either a plant for the Red Sweater Company. What was it? What was the name of the company that
I'm
sold
sure
those?
It was like a Macy's.
Kohl's.
Kohl's.
He's a plant for Kohl's.
I just made that up.
Or he might be just a guy that's inserted in there to make us just stop freaking out about the election.
I like that second one. That's where I think the FBI or CIA or someone's going to come and be like, yo, you guys know too much, because I really like that second one. It's been too contentious. People are freaking out. The world's going to end. America's in the gutter. Oh, look at this nice fat guy from the Midwest.
He wasn't really that fat. Okay.
He's pretty fat, dude. He's all pretty fat.
Here's actually...
You know what's fucked up? You always say, I'm not that fat. So now this is in my head.
You know what it
was? Because if you don't think Ken Bone's fat, and you don't think I'm fat, Bone and I are both fat.
But here's how my brain works, okay? Ken Bone, yes, he's fat. My brain thought he's... actually really fat, so it's mean to call him fat. So I was like, no, Ken, you're not fat. With you, you're not that fat, so it's not as mean to call you fat. You get
it? Okay. But you realize that you basically are the stripper that loves everyone. You're like, oh, yeah, everyone's not fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I am fat, guys stay fat guys stay woke around, when you're around PFT.
Yeah, I'm not actually being
it's
nice
gonna compliment
to you.
You, and that's not real.
So here's the more I think about it, I think that Ken Bone might actually be like a Jason Bourne type situation where he's an assassin. I think he was programmed as an assassin.
Ooh, this is actually
to get in there.
This is the plot to that Melissa McCarthy movie, but go on.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
so,
it's great. The Spy.
I haven't seen any of them, so I don't know which one you're talking about.
I really highly recommend all of them.
Okay. So I think he was an assassin, and then he got up there to ask his question, and he started thinking to himself, he's like, what am I doing? And he realized that love always wins. So he's like, you know what? I'm not going to do my job. He's like Ferdinand the Bull. Mm. And he gets in there. He starts to fight. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to ask a polite question about about energy.
Wow.
And so now he's just this nice guy that goes around. So good for you, Ken.
Okay.
You thought yourself out.
I love it all.
So you think that's where the story ends, or is he just waiting?
They're going to retrain him.
Oh, his story's just getting started.
Yeah,
baby.
We're just getting going. And it also, of course, disclaimer, could always be a Kimmel prank.
That's true.
Yeah. So, we had one last segment. I'm very excited about this one. It's called, well, it's going to kind of morph, but for right now, it's called Things I Wrote Down When I Was Drunk That I Thought Were Funny. Is that right?
Yeah, that end up not being funny.
That end up not being funny. So
either drunk or if you're like taking a nap or you're asleep and you have that thought, you're like, oh, this is very funny, and you write it down and then later it doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't even have to be funny. I think it could just be thoughts we have when we're in like some kind of delirious state, because I have one as well.
Okay.
Why don't you go first?
And I actually started a Google Doc. When I was drinking on Saturday, and I was like, oh, this is a funny joke. I got to remember to say something about this. We were talking about Elena Del Don, right? And she has Lyme disease, unfortunately.
Yep.
And I was like, Lyme disease? You mean scurvy? I thought that was a really funny joke.
That's
so it's not that,
pretty good.
It's not that funny in the daylight.
Ah, I'm going to, that's pretty good.
Okay. And then my next one, I don't know where I was going with this one. We should sell, the U.S. should sell sponsorships for wars. The Iraq War, sponsored by the Susan Komen Foundation. Why not?
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
I think that's a good idea.
It pays for itself.
Okay. I had this thought that I wanted to just throw out there. When the Cubs game three, was going till, you know, 3 a.m, I was wondering, do you think there'll ever be a sporting event, an American sporting event, hockey or baseball, that goes until sunlight?
No. Because I think they'd stop it.
You do?
Yeah. I would say that baseball, dude, they had a tie in the All-Star game. They're going to stop after like 20 innings.
Interesting. How cool would that be, though?
It'd be amazing. If they just, it reminds me of like when you go out for beer in college and you keep drinking.
Yeah,
and
they hear the birds.
They don't sell any beer anymore starting at like 2 a.m., but you keep drinking until they sell beer again the next day.
Hardcore. Sorry for partying.
Drinking through the zone is what we call it.
Yep.
So what if you played baseball so long that the next baseball game started while yours was still going on?
Yep. I've just thoughts. Hank, do you got one?
Yeah, I just looked at my iPhone notes because that's where those ideas
live. Okay, this is great.
Reminded of Jeans and Christ, which is...
Yes.
People forget
Jeans and Christ.
I've forgotten about Jeans and Christ. Now, for anybody that doesn't know what Jeans and Christ is, first of all, I feel sorry for you. Secondly, it's just a church where everybody wears denim.
And the whole church is denim.
It's covered in denim.
Yeah.
Jeans and Christ.
My second one was a DJ that just plays his iPod, and he calls two DJs, and they call himself the Playboys.
Oh, I like that.
Slogan,
it's not bad.
We bring the noise.
Oh, okay.
That's a great slogan.
Yeah, that's a great slogan, because they do, and they also do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, and that was our high episode. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. No, just kidding, but not really. All right, we are going to have Blake Bortles on for Friday. The Wikipedia Club is meeting. We're also hopefully going to have Stingray.
You want to tell them what they are so they can
catch
up?
Give the topics.
Oh, yeah.
Now for all you pranksters out there, we've noticed this recently.
Mm-hmm.
Once we start to tell our award-winning listeners who we're going to be interviewing or what the topics of the Wikipedia page are going to be, people like to go on and have a little fun on Wikipedia and
mess with us. Mess with our brains.
So we already recorded this, so don't try any funny stuff.
Yeah.
The two topics for Friday's meeting are Limp Bizkit, the band, probably the most famous people to ever live in Jacksonville, and... poisoned candy myths for Halloween.
So shout out Max B.
Shout out, be safe out there, Max B.
Yeah. Let's keep Max B safe this year. All right, that's our show. Make sure you subscribe, and also make sure you leave a review, 5-star review. We're gonna do the roast again on Friday, so leave that review, roast us, make sure it's 5 stars.
And bonus points go if you're a mom. We want to be roasted by moms.
We want to roast my moms. Sup. So.